Thank you. So my presentation this afternoon will focus on the existing measures of government support to the cotton sector. And this presentation is based mainly on the work of my colleague Alejandro Plastina. These measures of government support to the cotton sector are the subject of an international debate, and there are two international organizations who now publish estimates of government support to the cotton sector in cotton-producing countries: the International Cotton Advisory Committee, or ICAC, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD. The purpose of this study is first to compare ICAC's report on government measures with OECD's report on estimates of total support to the cotton sector, and second, to analyze whether these reports complement or substitute for one another. I will start with the ICAC measures of government support. The Secretariat of the ICAC has compiled and produced documents on government regulations to the cotton sector periodically since 1958. And in 1998, the Secretariat was instructed by member governments to document government measures affecting cotton production, ginning and trade, to facilitate discussion of the subject within the committee. And a report on the level of direct assistance provided by governments to the cotton sector has therefore been published annually since then. The annual ICAC report provides estimates of the level of direct assistance provided by governments to the cotton sector through production programs, export programs, crop insurance, and border protection. Production programs account for coupled income and price support programs, but they exclude credit and other types of assistance, such as decoupled income support, such as the type of assistance that is provided in the European Union. Most of the direct government support to the cotton sector, as measured by the ICAC, comes from production and export programs, which are represented here by the green line. And when we add these two types of programs, we can see that this level of assistance presents a strong negative correlation with cotton prices, which is here in purple. When cotton prices decline, the total level of assistance to the cotton sector increases, and vice versa. It's interesting to note that over the last decade, the ratio of total production and export subsidies to the total value of world cotton production ranged between 5% in 2007-2008 and 31% in 2001-2002. And over this decade, 1997-98 to 2007-2008, it averaged around 20% of the world cotton value, production value. Direct support for production programs represents the largest portion of total government support as measured by the ICAC. And at the world level, the average direct assistance to the cotton sector through production programs followed a declining trend from 17 cents per pound in 1997-98 to 5 cents per pound in 2007-2008. However, it went through peaks of 25 cents per pound in 1998-99 and 2005-2006. There are several factors that influence production subsidies, such as international cotton prices, input prices, exchange rates, climatic issues, and fiscal solvency. This is just to give you an idea of the countries for which we report direct government support for production programs: the US, China, Colombia, Mexico, Turkey, Brazil, and there are also Spain and Greece, but I couldn't represent it here. So the ICAC also measures government support to the cotton sector through export programs, in particular in China, mainland, and in the United States. In 2008, the Secretariat published for the first time estimates of the level of assistance provided to the cotton sector through crop insurance programs, and we started with the United States. And finally, since 2005-2006, the ICAC has measured direct assistance to the cotton sector through border protection for China mainland. So in summary, the ICAC publishes measures of direct government support to the cotton sector through four programs: production programs, export programs, crop insurance, and border protection. I will now present the OECD indicators of agricultural support, which are somewhat more complex than the ICAC measurements. The OECD has developed a standard methodology to measure the total transfers associated with agricultural policies, including transfers to producers, transfers to consumers, and transfers of general services to agriculture. The OECD annually reports those measures of support to agriculture for all its member countries as well as for some non-member countries. The list of covered commodities comprises 41 commodities, including cotton. The OECD reports focus on transfers and not only direct payments received by agricultural producers and consumers. In the case of cotton, consumers are spinning mills due to government intervention. For reporting purposes, each estimate is expressed in absolute monetary terms and in relative terms. Indeed, support expressed as a percent of the value of gross farm receipts shows the amount of support irrespective of the sector size and inflation rate. And additionally, OECD reports the nominal protection coefficients and the nominal assistance coefficients for both producers and consumers, and I will explain those coefficients in more details. It's important to note that OECD estimates support to the cotton sector only for four countries: Brazil, China mainland, Turkey, and Australia. The producer nominal protection coefficient, or producer NPC, is equal to the average equivalent price received by producers, including government payments, which are expressed in per unit of cotton, per quantity unit, to the border price, all prices being measured at the farm gate. And the producer nominal protection coefficient can be interpreted as an estimate of the nominal rate of market protection for producers, or the rate of the implicit export subsidy that would be necessary to export any quantity produced. As for the consumer nominal protection coefficient, or consumer NPC, it's the ratio of the average price paid by consumers to the border price, all prices being measured at the farm gate. The consumer NPC can be interpreted as the average rate of the implicit import tax applied in the domestic market. So if the consumer NPC is greater than one, it means that consumers are paying higher prices, higher cotton prices than they would otherwise. So you can see that by construction, the only difference between the two formulas relates to government payments, which are included in the producer nominal protection coefficient, but not in the consumer nominal protection coefficient. The consumer nominal assistance coefficient, or consumer NAC, is the ratio of the value of consumption expenditures on cotton valued at farm gate prices to the value of consumption expenditures on cotton valued at border prices. And it is an indicator of the relation between the actual expenditure by primary consumers of cotton, the spinning mills, and the expenditure that would have been necessary if it had been conducted at world market prices without any budgetary support. If the consumer NAC is lower than one, it means that cotton consumers are saving some money due to government measures. But if the consumer nominal assistance coefficient is greater than one, then it means that consumers are spending extra money to purchase this cotton due to government measures. So in summary, if the producer nominal protection coefficient is greater than one, it means market protection for producers. If the consumer nominal protection coefficient is greater than one, it means that the consumers are paying higher cotton prices than they would otherwise. If the consumer nominal assistance coefficient is greater than one, it means extra spending for cotton consumers due to government measures. And if the consumers' nominal, I'm sorry for the acronym, it's a little bit Anyway, consumer nominal assistance coefficient is lower than one. It means some savings for cotton consumers due to government measures. There is a difference between a consumer NPC and consumer NAC, even if it's not obvious here. The consumer nominal assistance coefficient includes budgetary supports to cotton consumers. So you will see that. Let's see. So I will show how these indicators are used in practice, but I will only talk about Brazil, because out of these four countries that are studied by the OECD, for Australia we have only 2 years of data, and for China and Turkey we have concerns about the accuracy of the estimates, the OECD estimates. So this slide illustrates the indicators used by the OECD for Brazil, and they are calculated from 1994-95 to 2004-2005. So the producer NPC, which is the red line, indicates that the rate of market protection for cotton producers in Brazil was positive for all years except 95-96, and it averaged 4% over this decade. In addition, you can see that the rate of market protection for cotton producers followed an increasing trend between 95-96 and 2002-2003 before declining. As for the consumer nominal protection coefficient, it's represented by the yellow line. It indicates that consumers paid prices higher than border reference prices over four seasons, but they paid prices equal to border reference prices in all the other seasons. So you can see that in 96-97, 99-2000, 2002-2003, and 2003-2004, we have a consumer NPC which is greater than one, which indicates that consumers paid higher prices than they would have otherwise. And the fact that consumer and producer NPC are different for all years except 95-96 indicates that producers received government payments on their production almost every year. Because if you remember, the only difference between these two formulas was government payments, which are included in the producer NPC. How much time do I have? 3 minutes. As for the consumer nominal assistance coefficient, you can see that it's lower than one for five seasons, 97-98, 99-2000, 2000-2001, etc., which indicates that in those years, Brazilian consumers enjoyed some savings stemming from government measures, compared to a situation with no government support. So I talked about government payments to producers, and this slide illustrates the support provided to cotton prices via an increase in market prices. In the four seasons that are circled in red, consumer cotton prices were higher than border prices, which resulted in an average market price support for cotton producers of about 2 cents per pound. It's interesting to note that in the first two seasons, 96-97 and 99-2000, the transfers from consumers to producers represented 100% of this market price support, whereas in the last two seasons, 2002-2003 and 2003-2004, this market price support to cotton producers was partially financed by transfers from taxpayers to producers. So I will draw a few conclusions on these two different approaches. The most important thing to remember is that ICAC and OECD adopt two different approaches to measure government support to the cotton sector. ICAC reports direct government support to the cotton sector through production export, crop insurance, and border protection programs, while the OECD reports transfers received by cotton producers and consumers due to government intervention. And this is a simplified representation of these two different approaches. So we have the ICAC measuring direct government support to cotton production, while the OECD measures transfers to cotton producers and consumers resulting from government measures. So their approach is somewhat more complex, as I said before. So this slide, I wanted to show you how different these two approaches are. So for Brazil, we have here the OECD producer nominal protection coefficient in red, and the ICAC direct assistance through production programs in green. You can see that they follow different trends between 97, 98, and 2004, 2005. And what happens is the main reason why these trends are different is that the OECD accounts for subsidized interest rates in different types of loans to producers, such as working capital, investment loans, good payer rebates. So the methodology used by the ICAC and the OECD are substantially different, and this prevents any direct comparison of the results. In that sense, both reports should be considered as complementary information rather than as substitutes. And I just want to add that the OECD, while the OECD provides more information, it does so for a very limited number of countries, while the ICAC provides less information, but for a larger number of countries. Thank you for your attention.